Hey Tony, it's Tyler Riccio here, and I'm going to be talking about critical thinking skills and also opinions. Two big subjects. Wow. I think these are two very important things that our society really has gotten lost of, because people, opinions, like I know I'm always saying that everyone, I'm always telling my friends, everyone's entitled to their opinion, and that's true until they go to the extreme where they start saying, one, racial comments, or two, saying untrue facts, too. Also, I always feel that opinions are also can only be expressed only if you have, one, evidence to back that up, or two, you have lived at that point. You have gone through that trouble, that hardship. I mean, no one has the right to say anything that they have never been in. And that's what I always feel like. But as an experience that I've gone through where people really overuse their opinions was, I mean, you could say experiences when at a football game, you're like, okay, or no, baseball game. Like, I was at the Giants game. It was against the Padres and here down in San Diego, and is constantly steroid. I mean, people think Barry Bonds, steroids. One, because, okay, yeah, he hit a lot of home runs, but still, that's their opinion. Two, I mean, there has not been one fact. He has not been caught, and he hasn't been caught or, like, anything. But I feel that, okay, you can talk about that. One, only if you know that he is, or that somehow you have gone through that situation and you know how they turn or something. But that would be one experience. And another would be also if you just sitting around joking around with your friends and saying, oh, I think you're a dumbass. And I mean, we say that all the time with my friends, but it's in a jokey manner, but sometimes it kind of gets outspoken and taken to the extreme. But those are the only experiences I really can't think of much where I've been in a situation where people overuse their entitled to express their opinion. But that's the only time I feel like at a baseball game, or when I'm just talking with my friends, or yeah, even when a stranger comes up and says something about, I don't know, your mother or something. But that's the only thing I can't really think of some right now. Okay, but critical thinking skills, like, when I do this speech, I'm going to write down my thoughts and what I want to talk about. I feel that critical thinking skills is really important to get further into my education and also getting step closer and closer to my goal. Because I'm not going to just, like, go instantly right into, oh, I want to be a marine biologist. Wow, I'm just going to just go ahead right on and then not knowing what to do. And, oh, I don't know how to swim. There's steps that I have to take that almost are required to take to get to a certain point, like college. I mean, you're not going to go, okay, I haven't been to school in so many years, and hey, I'm just going to go to college. Like, it takes, that's why they prepare us for college by elementary school, middle school, high school. Those weren't just like days that we wasted. Those are stepping stools. Those are the critical thinking skills, like I would say. Just because critical thinking involves, like, beyond. Like, it takes steps to think and to take. And I could see that with physics, doing these physics problems. I mean, one, some are hard. Some are really hard. And, like, when they're very difficult, one, I like to read through the book again and see if there's any examples. And see in those examples what steps they took and how I can further do that. But I like this, reading this article, I could really understand the opinions that whoever wrote this, and I really can see how critical thinking and opinions really relate through the physical problem solving method. One, I was really intrigued to hear, I think it's on the second page, when you're reading through the physics book, you really try to train yourself just to see, just to try to visualize the words that are being written in this book. And like, it also is questioning, like, if a river crosses, it always gonna go down, and when a leaf falls, it's gonna also go down. I mean, there's basic answers, and it takes time to really understand that, and you really need to know exactly what you're doing. So, Tony, I'm sorry if this was a little rambled, but hopefully I got my point across. I really feel my opinion strong. You only have a can express your true opinion when, one, you have evidence to back that up, or two, you have gone through that hardship that time. And also, critical thinking, I feel, is really important for to solve physics problem and in life in general. So, Tony, I'd like to say thank you for this experience, and take care.